Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us again today as we look ahead to Friday's U.S. Department of Agriculture Cattle on Feed report. And like so many of these reports in recent months, according to Jim Robb, it is all about the placements.
And I think that is the crux of the story. We have placements, and this will shock some people, up 6.6% year over year. A month or two ago, we would not have anticipated that. We've been placing cattle very aggressively, at least in the last 3 or 4 months. And these are August data, and these will be as of September 1. We have marketings that equal to a year ago. Now, a year ago, marketings were superb, and we've continued that trend this year. The weights of steers actually fell by a pound last week. So the carcass weights show very much that we're very current in the feedlots. But that leaves us an on-feed inventory of up 5 to 6% from a year ago. That's a pretty large number. Now, on the placement side, to kind of backtrack, those are large placements year over year, but those are still placements below August of 2011. And we have a calf crop that's very similar to 2010-2011 in terms of total quantity of animals that are, you know, coming into the marketplace. So even though that's a large year-over-year increase, and I think we'll really catch a lot of attention in the media and amongst the market analysts, it's not something to worry about a lot. But we have more cattle to work through by nearly 6% compared to last year. A lot of those were placed as lightweight calves, but they will have to come to market. So this is a report I think that will get a lot of attention, and I think maybe the pre-report's estimates will have a pretty wide range and reflecting the uncertainty from analysts. One of the things as a subtlety contributing to the larger placements is our imports of feeder cattle out of Mexico were about 30,000 head above a year ago. And those, given the pasture and range conditions, it appears that most of those went into feed yards in the southern plain. So there is kind of an international component here where, for the short term, because of the dryness in Mexico, we've had more cattle coming north and feedlots bidding pretty aggressively for those, as they are for calves and yearlings from U.S. operations.
More cattle on feed, most certainly, but Jim Robb says most certainly no wall of cattle out there that could destroy cattle prices.
And in fact, given the placement weight breakdown and the percentage of heifers that are on feed, you know, we can roll through this. It's more like a wave rather than a wall of cattle. And it's not imminent. It's not something that's going to hit the market in the next 30 or 60 or even probably 90 days. You know, these placements of lightweight cattle are on feed for many months.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 22nd at noon. The sale features 750 head of bred heifers, cows, pairs, and bulls, including 30 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 18 Brahma influence first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at McAllisterStockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.